5, 27 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, it's the 24th of Shawwal, 1444. Let's welcome back our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, who has just returned from his Durban trip, Safar. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, the 24th of Shawwal, 1444, for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter number 26 and verses 78 to verse number 82. We carry on with the narrative and the episode of Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him. His honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him, and he is teaching the people about Tawheed, that connecting them to the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Ibrahim means a compassionate father. So he said to the people, all these deities, semi-gods, demigods, idols, our enemies, and we reject it and refute it. We don't believe in them. We reject it absolutely, totally, completely. We only believe as an object of worship him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is the one and only. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who is Almighty Allah? So he speaks, the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe and creation. Alladhi khalaqani fawwa yahdeen. Chapter 26 and verse 78. He, Almighty Allah, is the supreme being who created me. He created the entire universe. All the professors, scientists, doctors cannot even create a single fly. Fawwa yahdeen. And then he guides me. Remember, guides us towards the truth. That is hidayat, that is guidance. Almighty Allah inserts the nur, the radiance, effulgence, in the inner recesses of our heart. And for Anbiya, prophets and messengers, they have the greatest iman, faith and conviction. And the best of the best is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second best will be Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasallam. Who is Almighty Allah? Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqini. And he is the one who feeds me. Who gave us food? Who gives us the liquid? Who removes our hunger? Who quenches our thirst? Everything, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa idha maridtu. And when I fall ill. Yeah, Ibrahim alayhi salam is teaching a lesson. He didn't say, wa idha amradani. And when he, Almighty Allah, makes me sick and ill. He said, when I fall sick. Thus you call ta'addub ma'allah, to show reverence, respect, adab with Almighty Allah. So he says, when I fall sick, so always we must show respect to Almighty Allah, utmost respect to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fahuwa yashfeen, then he, Almighty Allah, gives me cure. The doctor, the hospital, the operation, that is just the superficial means. La shafiya illa ant. There's no one to give cure except you, O Almighty Allah. So we should know the real cure comes from Almighty Allah, and all what we use, medication, tablets, injections, what have you, that is the superficial means. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. Then he, Almighty Allah, will give me death, and then he'll give me life again, so that we are ready for the day of resurrection. So everything, life and death, is solely, only, exclusively in the control and power of Almighty Allah. And which doctor, which surgeon can give life, can give death? Nobody. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَأُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Here you need to be very careful how you translate. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is the only supreme being. أَطْمَأُ, I have the strong desire, ardent desire, أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي, that he, Almighty Allah, will forgive me, خَطِيئَتِي, my mistakes. You never translate this for prophets and messengers as sins. Almighty Allah made all of them ma'soom from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right to Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. They are protected from all types of sins and vices and so forth. But when we translate from me and you, so I say that يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Ya Allah, you are the only one who forgives my vices, my sins, on the day of justice. For me and you, ordinary people, mortals, that's right. But when you translate it for Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam, your translation will read that I am desirous and I have that strong of an ardent desire that Almighty Allah will forgive me for my mistakes. Yawm ad-Din, the day of justice. So we need to be very, very careful in that regard there. When it comes to prophets and messengers, we must know how to translate. When it comes to ordinary mortals and people, then also we must know what to translate it. Let us take you to the local, national, international, global news, and then you end, inshallah, your news, views and interviews. Then you will know really what is happening. Turkey. So remember, just under 50% went to President Erdogan, so he is the winner, and the opposition got approximately 45%. But because they didn't reach the 50%, the threshold or more, so there'll be most likely a runoff between the two, and both parties have agreed to that. So when will that happen? They will announce it shortly. So most of the votes have been counted. So alhamdulillah, we have firm conviction, insha'Allah al-Aziz, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant President Tayyip Erdogan a outright victory. And these Americans and Israelis and Jutlas and Haramis and the Europeans, remember, all were backing the opposition, Kamal and Kamal. All this is so that it goes off, they must support Ukraine and so forth. Ukraine is kaput, is finished. Russia, Putin, the Harami gave them such a thrashing. For them to recover, remember, will be very difficult. Now listen to one of the biggest Haramis on this earth. The Palestinian Authority, P.A. Abu Mazin, Mahmoud Abbas, and them have said that Ben-Gvir Ibn Himar, that's what the Palestinians call him, the son of a donkey, and rightly so. So he must be reported to the ICC for war crimes, and he's a war criminal. We agree with that. Our Naledi Pandor, our minister, yeah, she said, when are they, the Israeli leaders, going to be charged for war crimes? That's our question for the past 20, 30 years. Remember, when will the Americans be charged for war crimes, for murdering millions of people in different parts of the world? In Iraq alone, they murdered over 1 million. Half of them were children. If that is not a war crime, then what is a war crime? And when will Israel be charged? The leaders, all of them war criminals, from Ben-Gurion to Bibi. So that is what the white man wants, that they can charge other people, but they must not be charged. Therefore, all this white politics and white supremacy, remember, it makes you stink, you know, because we know we come from an apartheid background. Look at UK, a white supremacist, and he's going to be sentenced today because he went on his radio and he incited the people to kill and destroy the non-whites and what and what. So apartheid is alive and kicking in Israel, in India, in America, in Britain, in most parts of the world. But they apply it very, very selectively. Haaretz newspaper writes, 5 Israelis murdered over the past weekend. So if they were jutlas, we say Alhamdulillah, dispatch to the hellfire. And whenever a jutla dies there in Israel, we say Alhamdulillah, we're very, very happy about it. And we have no sympathy, no empathy for them. Approximately 1 million people have already left Sudan and they've gone to neighboring countries. They have taken flight and so forth. The Jeddah talks, I told you, are a waste of time, you must remember. MBS just wanted some credibility that I brought it about. So these type of talks were not worth the paper on which it happened. Now look at MBS, the Harami, the Murtad bin Shaitan. And if you got shirk and doubt in him, you also out of the fold of Islam. Any person who shows disrespect to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is out of the fold of Islam. They're building a new cinema there, and it will be ready, you know, a big mega cinema called, and in Medina Munawwara, called Empire Cinema in the Rashid Mega Mall. Can you believe that? Alaysa minkum rajulu Rashid? Do you not have one person of intelligence amongst you? Absolutely haram. You're inviting the wrath of Almighty Allah in the Haramain Sharifain. You are harming, annoying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore we say these are the agents of the Jutlas and the Americans, and they are the people, the Trojan horse, the inside enemy to destroy Islam from within. And all you Salafi scholars who are collecting money from MBS and the Saudi Kafir Kufar regime, hang your heads in shame. So the Jutlas, they were rockets and projectiles flying from Gaza, Alhamdulillah. But yet, tens of thousands of Jutlas and Zionists were protesting in Haifa and other places, 20th consecutive week against the Israeli regime. So this government will not last long. They will be overthrown. See, when I tell you, Craig, Barbara, you must wake up. Don't go read your mega what your media tells you. That is all slanted stories and all fairy tales here. You Jonathan and all you Gideon and that, you're lapakka haramis. Remember that, because when you support Israel and the apartheid terrorist Nazi policy, then that's what they make you. Look at America and Gitmo Guantanamo Bay. There's a person there, Abu Zubaydah. He is there for 21 years and more. No due process, no court, nothing. And he's just there, no charges against him. But he's a Palestinian. Allah gave him Iman. Allah gave him a supersonic memory. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. They tortured him, the CII or whoever else, and all of them in different ways. They're in the Guantanamo Bay. And what they did, they thought they would break him. But Allah Ta'ala gave him such a retentive memory. He wrote everything and he sketched it, and now it's gone to the world media. This is what they do to the Muslims, Sunni Muslims. They are the only ones there, not the Kufar, Shias and Qadianis and all these characters. So now the world knows when America speak of human rights and they speak of democracy, shame on you, America. What you did, you must remember, in Bagram, there in Afghanistan. What you did in Abu Ghraib, there in Iraq. What you are doing there in Gitmo, hang your heads in shame. A stain on the American regime. And these are the real terrorists, remember that. Our Hajj quota for South Africa, Alhamdulillah, has increased to 3,500. Yesterday, Sunday, the first group went from Sahuk, 14 of them. This weekend here, the first Hujjaj will be leaving, and the pilgrims for the six weeks package. And remember, I told you, the circus carries on. There's a big circus going on in Gauteng, and that is called the Johannesburg Mayor, the revolving door. One mayor comes, and he can't run a spaza shop, and he resigns. Another guy comes, he's corrupted like you can't believe, so he's out. Now they got the temporary mayor. These are the jokers, man. That come of it, you guys. You can't run a government. You can't run a mayorship. You can't run anything. So you only know how to destroy. You destroyed the whole of South Africa. That's what you guys did. So remember that absolute shame and disgrace it is. And America is fearing default. Remember that they can't even meet their payments. They just print more and more dollars, and then they want to dictate and bully everybody. Now they made a deal with the African countries, but they excluded South Africa. And they said, South Africa, you are excluded because why are you supporting Russia? So what happened to every country's sovereignty? What happened to every country's autonomy? Why are you meddling in South African affairs? Why did your ambassador say that South Africa gave arms to Russia? Where's the proof and so forth? So this is what you call dictatorship. This is what you call economic blackmail. This is what you call economic apartheid. These people, these whiteys, majority of them are racist throughout the world. I travel so many countries. Ecuador, you must remember the president, another crooked character, and he's involved there in corruption, so impeachment will start today there in Ecuador. South American countries, Allah have mercy on all the Muslims and people of the world and show us what is the truth. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today, we will discuss Madain al-Salih, Maulana Zaid Khan and myself. Very interesting. When you go to Saudi Arabia and for Umrah, for Hajj, if you can go there, you will find great, great insight and lessons there. Thereafter, 1:05 to 1:30, we will continue with Surah Baqarah, inshallah, the tafsir. 1:30 to 2 will be from the archives, and 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, our trip to Durban, and inshallah, Aziz, 8 to 10 tonight, Monday night, the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself, inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody says, Ustad, why do some people of Pakistan don't appreciate Imran Khan? He is not corrupted like most of the leaders, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Pakistan, the sad truth is this. Three things you must know. That the current leadership, Choro ki hukumat hai. This is a government of thugs and crooks. They were placed there by the Americans and the West and bribed by them, and that's how they had the vote of no confidence. Number two, if they have a free and fair election anytime this year, it will be a landslide victory for Imran. Not that Imran is innocent. Imran also has made major, major blunders, but is better than this other lot here, remember. Third one, I stayed in Pakistan for almost 7 years. The big problem in Pakistan, across the spectrum, 90%, 80%, wafa nahi hai, be wafa hai. They're not loyal to Islam, they're not loyal to their country. You tell Pakistanis today, 220 million, that here's a visa, here's a passport for you to go to Europe, to go to America, to go to South America. Half the population will run away. So remember, so that is a big problem. You just give them money and then they'll vote for you. And everybody knows the weakness. Do you know now with the crisis hitting Pakistan, $1 went up to 300 rupees. And now it's just a little bit less than that, 290 or so. So economically, they are finished also. And the Western powers and all of them, India, Iran, all of them want a weak Pakistan. Why? Because Pakistan is the only nuclear country, Muslim country. This Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, majority of them. They just know how to waste money on soccer and cricket and cinemas and all those haram things. Instead of, you know, building such an army and an arsenal, they say, no, America will help us. This one will help us. So Pakistan is nuclear, and that is what causes the West so many headaches. Why has Pakistan got nuclear? But Israel can have 200, 300, 400, no problem. Iran has one, also a problem. Pakistan has one, big problem. So that is again the double standards of the white man and the white hegemony.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Listen to this question, Ustad. Anonymous listener says, yesterday was Mother's Day. Maulana Arafat this morning was saying, whoever celebrated yesterday Mother's Day, it's wrong. I mean, yesterday I spoiled my mommy and bought her gifts. So what was wrong in that? Please clarify it. And I want a hadith where it says it's wrong. Anonymous, Ustad.
Never mind hadith. We give you Quran. Quran Sharif states, Surah 5, verse 51. Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ey iman valo, O you who believe, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. بعضهم أولياء وبعض. They are the friends of one another. They are the protectors of one another. You see, when Israel, the Haramis, the terrorists, Hitler's children, they attack Gaza, attack Palestine. So who's helping them? But the Christians are helping them. America is helping them. Europe is helping them. The Christians, by and large. So they are friends of one another. Now, for you, brother, sister, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ who befriends them. You like their festivals. You like their celebrations. You like their Christmas. You like their New Year. You like their Mother's Day. You like their Father's Day. You like their Grandfather's Day. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ you become part and parcel of them. You see what Quran says? Chapter 5, verse 51. Hadith Sharif of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Who imitates a people becomes part and parcel of them. The hadith authentic in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. When you like the Western customs and traditions and all that, you will wake up with them on the day of justice. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu arda used to say, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في عيدهم. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations. Can't you use your people's brains and understand what the West is doing? They take their mother, father, throw them there into the old age home, dump them there. They are a liability. And then one day in a year, they say, oh, mommy, I love you. Oh, father, I love you. Are we also fools and idiots like that? Absolutely haram. All these Mother's Day, Father's Day. And for us Muslims, every day is Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Go to your mother today and kiss her hand. Go to your father, kiss his hand or forehead. And that is Islam. Remember, you look at your father with respect. One time, you get reward of Hajj. You look at your mother and you make khidmat and serve her every day. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Inna al-jannata inda rijliha. Jannat and paradise lies under her feet. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So for us, we don't believe in all this nonsense of the West. Absolutely haram it is.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, why was Sheikh Shuraim removed from the haram for the first time in 32 years, Ustad?
Remember that he was not removed, he resigned because he could not accept all the kufr and blasphemy of him, of MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. And every week you must praise him. That yesterday, for yesterday, Monday, Friday, Yasir Dosari, he speaks about the Khaid Khadimul Haramain, he speaks about Waliul Ahad, takes their names and so forth. So remember, he's not Khadimul Haramain, he's Khainul Haramain. He is the traitor to the Haram Sharif, both of them, and MBS especially, is murtad out of the fold of Islam. The week before, 10 days ago, it was him, Abdullah Awad. I don't even say Sheikh for them. I'm disgusted with them, majority of them. So Abdullah Awad Al-Juhani, whole khutbah, he's speaking about MBS and he's speaking about Salman, his father and that. So what good, you lie right on the minbar pulpit by the Kaaba. Do you know what it means? Surah 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you just make intention of committing vices and sin, deviation, oppression, and transgression, then we will unleash a terrible punishment for you. نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That is only on intention. What about you standing on the minbar? So we tell the imams of the haram that practice what Shuraim did. إِذَا عَجَزْتُمْ عَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ. When you are unable to speak the truth, فَلَا تَقُولُ الْبَاطِلُ. Don't go and propagate haram things. Resign. So Shuraim did the honorable thing, and for that we respect him more. So he resigned and said, I want nothing to do with you, and you carry on and so forth. Any person who's got iman ki chingari, you got the spark of iman, you will know that what is happening now in the Makkah and Medina and Haramain Sharifain is 100% kufr and shirk going on there. Allah Jalla Wala protector. We must draw a distinction between the Ahle Saud, the ruling party, and the Haramain Sharifain. Haramain Sharifain, Daily we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala protect it. And Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala protect it from the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime and all the masajid of the world. But the rulers, Allah Ta'ala must decimate, destroy them.
Listen to this one, Ustad. It says, why don't you speak that we have allowed you guys to see Dr. Afia? And why don't her sister say to everyone her sister Dr. Afia is well? Anonymous, Mr. America, stop being biased, AK Ustad.
I mentioned it last week, my brother. I said that Dr. Afia, after 15 attempts by her sister, Dr. Fauzia, she still has to visit her sister and so forth. You must remember, she hasn't visited. But if you speaking about your human rights and democracy, so you, Mr. America, Madam America, answer these questions. Who murdered 500,000 children in Iraq? And your Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Harami, the Jewish dispatch to hell, she said, yes, it's justified. Did she not say that? It's on record. So you must, did you not murder over 1 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam and all these places? Two. Three, in Gitmo, you're keeping my brothers there for more than 20 years, torturing them, waterboarding them, and then you want to come tell me about your America? And my sister, Dr. Fauzia, will go to her sister, inshallah, but not alone. She has to be under supervision. That the person, the ambassador, or some guy will be there to see what they are talking and so forth. You call, shame on you, man. It's an absolute disgrace. And 86 years you put her away. The judge need to be shot himself. For he was a jutla also, another harami also. For his stupidity and for his sentencing. So all this is orchestrated by you, the West. Because Dr. Afia beat all you Americans. And what degree she had. So this is what you cannot stomach, you must remember. When a Muslim and a Muslimah, or a lady, or a Pakistani, or an Arab beats you in your own field. So no, you must neutralize them. You must liquidate. You are haramis. You are the biggest terrorists on this earth. Israel, America, and so forth.
I've got the sister Tahira Tali. She says, why did Shaitan cry during the time God revealed Surah Fatiha in the Holy Quran? Ustad.
My sister Tahira, alhamdulillah, I feel very happy when you pose questions. I hope you are well, my sister Tahira. I hope my Muslim sisters and your Muslim sisters are assisting you. And you have my number 071-888-1184. Anything you require regarding Islam, remember my sister, my nieces, my other Muslim sisters, all are there to assist you, inshallah. You see, my sister, that is Sister Tahira. Sometimes people cry, but it is not sincerely. And sometimes people cry spaza. You know, in South Africa, we use the word spaza. It means just to show people and so forth. So he, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, Almighty Allah commanded him, you must be prostrate to him, to Adam, Nabi Adam, alayhi salam, whose name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. He's the masterpiece of all Allah's creation. This sajda, bowing down, prostrating, was not for worshipping, it was for respect. And that also is not permissible nowadays in Islam. So the point here is, he refused. Why did he refuse? He said, Ana khayrun min. I am superior to him, to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Aba wastakbara. I'm just reading verses at random. He defied the command of Allah based on jealousy. Why is this Adam greater than me, greater than the angels and so forth? And wastakbara. His arrogance and pride came to the fore. And then he was expelled never to see paradise again. So when he cries, why does he cry? It's like Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's brother Joseph. You know, when they dumped Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, in the well. Then they came Isha time. You know what is Isha time? 7 o'clock, 7:30 nowadays day in Durban. Beautiful weather, Durban. Excellent. Fajr time, the aircons are on. Waja'u abahum Isha ayyabukun. They came to their father Isha time, night time. And they were crying. Our brother, fa'akalahu zib, the wolf ate him up. So that crying is similar to that of Satan, Lucifer. That it is an act now, he wants to cry and so forth. But when he's commanded by Allah, he defies Allah. He says, I'm not going to listen to you. He's challenging Almighty Allah. So if creation cries sincerely, they make amends. And if we committed a crime privately, then we must make tawbah, repent privately. When we committed a sin and a crime publicly, then we must repent publicly and apologize publicly. So his crying is not based on sincerity. It is just based on his pride and arrogance. So therefore, forever he will be cursed and expelled from Jannah and Paradise. Last question.
Going for Hajj and Umrah is more of a financial sacrifice today than a spiritual journey. Can this be changed, as the poor will never be able to afford to start?
Remember, the entire Hajj today is commercialized. There's no question about that. When I returned on Saturday from the Durban to Johannesburg, it happened with Allah's will, Allah's mercy. My brother Hafiz Ismail Kolvadia, who's the head of Sahuk, the mission in South Africa. So he's the head. I was surprised. He told me for 15 years, you know. And we studied together, so I know him well. And I asked him so many questions. I even joked with him when we landed in Johannesburg that what I learned in the 40, 45 minutes, I never knew in my past 28 years about Sahuk and so forth. Anyway, so I told him, but the prices are out of bounds. The Saudi government imposes taxes. Our agents also are not running a charity show. They are also making money out of this. The Saudi embassy is making money out of this. And so many people are making money out of this whole thing here. So everywhere is bribery, corruption, and money making. That's the truth. What is the truth? We must speak. We must remember that there's nothing to hide and so forth. The minimum person going amount a person will have to spend for Hajj this year, 1444, 2023, is 100,000 per person. And I don't know if you know, Maulana, do you know where they're going to put the South Africans?
No.
So our 3,500, more than 3,000 are in Camp D. Camp D is right there where Mina ends, right at the ending. To walk from there to the Jamarat, the symbolic Satan, is almost 3 kilometers. And remember, if you walk out from there, then you will be entering Muzdalifah. And if you want special services, whole life we run away from Satan. But in Mina, people want to be near Lucifer and symbolic Shaitan. You know how much you must pay per person? How much? I verified it with Hafiz Ismail Kolvadia. 70,000 per person you have to pay. Now imagine a guy took a package. We just take an easy figure, 130,000. He must pay another 70,000, 200,000 per person. Obviously, never mind the poor person. Even the middle class won't be able to afford it. So Allah Ta'ala have mercy, and Allah Ta'ala destroy all these regimes who are imposing such taxes. And the same Saudi regime, they're so rich, they could have subsidized 1-2 million hajis. But Allah Ta'ala is going to remove them, and therefore they can't do all these things. We'll leave it there, inshallah. 6 o'clock will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then the Fajr Azan, and then Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 o'clock news, Mawlana Zaid, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.